Stephen, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane. Very pleased to be back.
Your show, Bildering, Misbehaving the City, is on now at the Contemporary Arts Center, and you've said of Bildering that it revels in the creative misuse of built space. So tell us what's going on there and what's meant by the title.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the word bildering comes, it's actually a fusion of two words, building, which we're all familiar with, and then bouldering, which is a term that's come out of a rock climbing vernacular, which means to scale great boulders. And so there were some creative urban acrobats that sort of put this word together, which has become a movement, but more than that, it's become a philosophy as well. It's this idea of using the city in alternative, creative, some would say very liberating ways. And this often involves leaping high buildings, climbing, doing all the things that free runners and parkour practitioners do. But I wanted to use it as a metaphor to look at what contemporary artists are doing and how they're treating the urban environment. You know, we all know that the city is basically a machine for living, and it's become increasingly efficient. And as it does so, it also conditions more routine, ritual, habit. We perform the city in a very familiar way. We know our different routes. We travel those. But these artists want to kind of break us out of those habits and those rituals to examine alternative ways of performing the city. And so really that, it gets into a much larger project of what we're doing with the 75th anniversary. But I thought it was the perfect vehicle to look at the city, Cincinnati, in a very unfamiliar, sort of liberating way. So that's really the core of Bildering.
Did you look for works that fit your theme, or were these works created especially for the exhibition?
It's actually a combination of both. So now I've been probably researching this exhibition for 2 to 3 years now, and always looking at artists, they're working within this vein and just continually adding names to my list. But then when we had that list and edited it down to this group of 23 artists that ultimately make up the exhibition, we also started to reach out and commission them to create some new works. And so over the course of the show, you'll see that there'll be a series of performances that really bridge and expand to create a much more porous dialogue between what's happening at the CAC as well as pushing out into the urban environment.
Well, some of the built space that's being creatively misused is in the center itself. So what's going on there, and how would Zaha Hadid feel about that? She, of course, was the architect.
That's a great question. And there's one artist that I think really, he sort of captures the essence of what's happening. He's a young German artist named Sebastian Stumpf, and he performs both outdoors as well as inside museum spaces. So the pieces that you'll see in the show, there's one called Underground Garages. There's one called Bridges. And in Garages, he's basically looking at public garage doors that are closing slowly. And then he takes a running start and Indiana Jones style barrels under and rolls under every time. And then with Bridges, he's walking along very casually, very informally, and then just jumps off the bridge and goes right into the water and then swims away. And so it's almost this, speaking to this need to sort of jump outside of the particular parameters that the city conditions. And then he translates that practice into the gallery space. And so he was thinking a lot about Zaha Hadid's architecture. And there's one moment when he slides very slowly down one of her stair rails. And we record that. And, you know, initially he wanted to grease his pants some way to move faster down the stairs. But then he thought, no, I want to embrace what Zaha did with these stairs, which, as we all know, very much slows down your pedestrian experience. And so when Sebastian slides down, there's almost this levitation quality. And I love how he's both paying homage to what the architecture is, as well as creatively misbehaving it. And that's really, I think, speaks to the essence of the show.
What about the events that are planned to take place outside the center and throughout the city during the summer?
Yes, I'm very excited. We launched the show with a piece or a performance called Arrangement for Building when we had a deconstructed CCM orchestra, 12 musicians in all various places around the building, all playing pictures at an exhibition. And so it was this deconstructed and yet completely synchronous performance that really allowed people to think about the building as an instrument and to navigate it in a very new way. Then on June 14th, we'll be hosting a performance by Willy Dorner, a dance company out of Austria called Bodies in Urban Space, when you have a team of about 20 very brightly clad dancers and performers running from Washington Park to CAC and stopping at various moments and inserting themselves into niches within the city to create living sculpture. So that's just kind of a series. And then we'll have other performances as well. But I love the way that it's animating that spirit of Bildering and pushing it out into the urban environment so that people both familiar and unfamiliar with the show will have an experience of this.
Well, I'm interested that the artists are such an international group, and I'd like to know, what was your thinking there?
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to think about the urban condition in a more universal way. So obviously in North America, we exercise the city in a particular way, but I wanted to look at artists from Sao Paulo, from Poland, from all around the world, and to see how they're engaging with their urban environment, to see both the similarities and differences. And that was very important to me, to really convene a dialogue that was greater than this continent and to really think about how different artists to find those continuities as well as to see the contrast. And so I really love that texture and the tapestry that happens when you bring a coterie of global artists together.
What's been the response of viewers to the show?
I have to say it's been very, very positive. And it makes my heart swell every time I hear a positive response, because I conceived the show to operate at a number of different layers. There's an immediacy I want when you walk into the space and you're just sort of swept up and seduced by the playfulness and the immediacy of it. When you see Lee Walton, an artist in there, and it's a piece called Making Changes, he's basically walking through New York City and just making small changes in these short vignettes. You can grasp that right away. You can see what he's doing. But the more you want to invest in the layers, the political, the social, the cultural layers of Bildering, the more that work will give back to you. And I love when people spend time or bring friends back or colleagues and really start to engage in some of the layers and the depth of the show. And so that's exactly how I wanted it, to make you think about your immediate environment and then to start to think about, how do I work in this city? How do I navigate this city? And so I have to say it's been very, very positive, very fulfilling and gratifying. And I'm excited to see how it will continue to manifest and evolve over the course of the summer.
Well, it's such a lively and thought-provoking show, and exactly right, it seems to me, for what is actually the Contemporary Arts Center's 75th anniversary. You have an important event inaugurating that year coming up next Friday. What's going on?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because the 75th anniversary is really the larger philosophy, the underpinning of what brings our exhibition programming as well as this important celebration together. So often anniversaries can be the moments when you kind of bask in nostalgia and reaffirm your history and be very comfortable in your accolades. But I wanted to look at the anniversary as an opportunity to reimagine our existing structures, to start a plot a course towards the future. Bildering is sort of the first iteration, the first performance of what this philosophy towards the anniversary is. And then on May 16th, you'll see that sort of performed by our community, where we'll be having an anniversary at our former site on 5th Street, and we'll be having a really wonderful auction that brings together work and artists that we've shown throughout the course of these 75 years. And then after dinner ends, there'll be a procession towards the new building on 6th Street, and there we'll be hosting an after party. And so it's this very kind of physical performance of the way that we've moved from one site to the next, and the way that we're really thinking about the city and incorporating that into the texture of what's happening at the CAC.
Well, I understand that the dinner is already totally sold out, but the tickets are still available for the after party.
Exactly. And we're very happy that really our community has embraced this moment to celebrate with us. But yes, the after party will be incredibly lively. I promise it will not disappoint. And it's really another opportunity for us to welcome our community in and to really see the CAC's Zaha Hadid's building in a new way. You know, I think that's what we're thinking about, is that this occasion is not one just to reminisce, but really to reanimate this space through its human presence. That's what has brought this organization to the heights that it's reached, and we really want to celebrate that and to really celebrate our community in that way.
I think it's interesting to point out that Cincinnati, so well known as a conservative and traditional town, is also the home of one of the longest established contemporary art venues in the country. As someone who's come here from elsewhere, what do you think that says about the city?
The ICA in Boston is the only institution that dedicated to contemporary art that's been around longer than the CAC. And initially, it was the Modern Art Society, founded in 1939. And I think that, yes, Cincinnati, sort of in the larger context, has been branded a conservative city. But I think that that pulsing, beating heart of modern art, avant-garde experimentation, and sort of that whole philosophy underpins the heartbeat of what this city is. And I can tell you, looking at, you know, I'm originally from Canada, had been working in North Carolina most recently, the CAC resonates on a North American scale. People are watching what is happening here. And I think that when there was that gesture to bring Zaha Hadid, the first female architect of a major museum in North America, her first major building in the city, it just speaks to what was founded when our three female founders in 1939 brought this anomaly into this place and really celebrated it, poured their heart and their spirit into it. And I think that's getting back to what I was talking about, this human spirit. It's really been some very forward-thinking people that have fueled this entity and allowed it to grow and flourish here. And so I love that it brings a whole new side of Cincinnati to the fore. And I think it speaks to our future in a lot of ways, the way that the creative industries are booming and growing, the way that people want a richer cultural experience for quality of life. And I think that we're so happy to be a resource for Cincinnati, a source of pride that brings people here from a global community. And so I'm so proud to be at the CAC and to see what it's accomplished, as well as to imagine what it will be 75 years from now.
Well, it's an exciting year for the Contemporary Arts Center. And thanks so much, Stephen, for coming in to talk with us about
it. It's my pleasure, Jane. So thank you very much.
We've been talking with Stephen Matisio, curator for the Contemporary Arts Center. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.